And I just need to ask our next guest, Danny Healy-Ray, Deputy Danny Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Danny, will you be decking out in the green and gold? Will you be showing your support for the Kerry team ahead of Sunday's game against the Dubs?
Certainly, I will. I was always brought up to say that you must show, to know that you must show your colours going into the game and before it, not when you come out of it or after.
So
make your colours known always. That's our motto.
So Kilgore.
And we do hope that Kerry win, of course, next Sunday, and we're looking forward to that. It'll be a tough game, but I have the utmost confidence in the players that we have and the panel that we have and in Jack O'Connor and hope that we do indeed beat the Dubs next Sunday.
So Kilgarvan will be right of green and gold. Kilgarvan will certainly be embracing the whole Kerry colours concept wholeheartedly.
Of course we will, and always have done.
Now, Danny, why I have you on this morning was I was very intrigued by certain people from the past that you raised in the Dáil last week, people who arguably, when I read it anyway, they certainly could qualify as energy pioneers. And this is about a couple of people who, as far back as 1930, set up hydro turbines in the Sheen River to provide energy. Tell us about the Sweeneys, the O'Shea's, I should say, first of all.
Well, there was the O'Shea's and the O'Shea's of Kinmare and the Sweeneys of Kilgarvan. I brought it up in the context that this government is doing nothing to help people to provide their own electricity, or indeed many people are prepared to create electricity for themselves and to sell off whatever they have left to the grid. And that's not happening. And all we see is the government penalising people with carbon tax and every other tax. And they should be furthering these ideas. And I gave examples in the past of where the O'Shea's of Kinmare, they electrified the town of Kinmare with a turbine. They called it a mill at Ashgrove on the Sheen River. And then in the early 30s, I believe, they electrified Kinmare before the ESB electrified the whole area together. And in the same vein, the Sweeneys in Kilgarvan, they were a very intelligent, progressive family, and I knew some of them. I knew Patrick across the road, he lived for me when he was finishing up, and Johnson Sweeney back the road, and indeed Exie Sweeney back in Cashdown. But that family built their own turbine on the Rugby River, on the Slaney River.
When was that, Danny? When was that? When did the Sweeneys do that?
In the 30s as well, around that time. And like, they were progressive people. And I told you, of course, about Jerry Conan, and looking up at his turbine, let's say, for the last 30 years, he's been providing his own electricity. But that micro type of energy could be created and developed. But this government, and despite the fact that we have the Greens who are talking about this kind of thing, but they're doing nothing to help people. I know.
But Danny, if I could just say, what was done back in the 1930s and by the Sweeneys and by the O'Shea's was incredible and extraordinary. But that was long before there was planning law, and that was long before people had to apply for planning permission. That didn't come in until 1963 with the Planning Act. And for understandable reasons nowadays, people, if they have any ideas for to generate their own electricity, to have a hydro scheme or whatever, no matter how small, they would have to apply for planning permission. And you'd obviously appreciate that.
Well, sir, I understand that, of course, but I always thought that planning would be, in the guise of making common sense. And you see, we see there isn't common sense. Common sense doesn't prevail now in many instances. I mean,
and how do you define common sense, Danny?
Well, I define common sense that if a river is clogged up and blocked, it surely means that the water can't flow, and that places, roads, and houses are going to get flooded if they aren't cleared. If your sewer was blocked, if anyone's sewer was blocked, and if we didn't free it and clean it out, sure, you know what had happened. The house would be in a mess, and that's one of the things that has happened in over the last 10 or 15 years. People are stopped from going near the river to do the common sense things to clean it out and ensure that the water, when it rains heavy, that the water can flow away. But like the Fless River here down the road from me, it was all blocked up on the national secondary road, primary road, the N22 was getting flooded all the time, and people couldn't pass the emergency services. But I raised it so many times in the Dáil, and I'm glad that Kevin Boxer Moran gave us funding to clear out the river back around 2018 or 19. The road, the river hasn't flooded since. It hasn't, and it hasn't hurt people's houses or come into them. It's common sense. And like,
but environmental groups would say that one has to be cautious because there may be environmental impacts on animals, on the wildlife, on the flora, on the fauna, on the vegetation in and close to the rivers.
No one appreciates our environment as much as I appreciate as much as anyone else. But some of these people are not making sense. There's a place above in Roscommon, there's a number of houses and sheds and farms flooded because these environmentalists are these so-called friends of the earth. I said they're friends of nobody. They won't let them open a drain to leave the water go. And I mean, it goes somewhere at a certain height, but they want to just lower the stream a bit so that they can live their lives. But this is what environmentalists are doing. And this is what the trouble the Greens have. They don't want to do these things. At the same time, they're saying they want to help the environment and stop emissions or whatever. But why won't they advance these proposals that many people have for solar panels on their roofs and help them and give them funding or give them some assistance to start them off? But not alone that. I know people that are supplying extra electricity now and they're not getting paid for it.
But Eamon Ryan proposed this about allowing people to, you know, to generate more of their electricity. The micro generation support scheme, including putting in six solar panels, and you know, it aims to allow to people produce their own green energy. And you know, if you're a farmer, if you're a home, if you're living in your own home, if you're a business, that you'd be allowed to produce your own green energy and be paid for any extra fee to the grid. So that was proposed by Minister Eamon Ryan, the leader of the Greens.
And he has been proposing it, but he has done nothing about it, Tressa. And people are not, as of today, they're not getting paid for the extra electricity that they are producing. And why would anyone else go try to do it then when they wouldn't get funded for it? But he was quick, of course, to increase the carbon tax and add it or whatever, and in spite of the exorbitant cost that people are paying. But you can check it out, Classy.
I know, and I wish he was here to defend himself, because obviously I have to bat back what you're saying, given that he's not here. But you know, the grant from the SEAI for installing solar PV panels has actually gone up to €2,400. So it's not that doesn't sound really fair. There are measures, there are more incentives to encourage people to produce their own energy that would save on their costs and to encourage them to do things such as putting solar panels on their roof.
But he hasn't done that. I know of several people. I know of one family that have $35,000 spent on solar panels. They're producing three times the electricity that they need for themselves, and they're not getting paid for it today. And at the same time, he came out there a couple of months ago wanting us to stop cutting turf. Do we realise that people are going to be cold this winter if the electricity goes out? Because he doesn't have adequate
It wasn't stopping people to cut turf. It was the sale of commercial turf, and that's not happening. But coming back, Danny, before we wrap, I just want to say about that situation in Roscommon. Why these environmental groups in Roscommon are against the flood relief scheme is that their argument is that it hasn't been subject to assessments under the EU directives on the habitats and environmental impact. And they say that's really important to do because you need to do these assessments just in case these flood relief works would have some unintended consequences, again, on the flora, on the fauna, on the environment. And that's why they're opposed to it. And that seems fair enough. Seems a very valid reason.
I tell you, to me, that's the most pressing issue there is that people have been forced to evacuate their homes and they're out of their homes and they can't come into their farmyards and their sheds are flooded. And these people going under the name of the friend, that are the friends of the earth. God Almighty, that's where do our priorities lie? Our home is our castle. And that's what these people want. If the main road was flooded below in 22, was still flooded day after day, if these people got their way that time, we wouldn't have been allowed to clear the river. They tried everything in the world to stop us. But gladly we have it cleared for now anyway. And I say to these people, these so-called friends of theirs,
it was actually Friends of the Irish Environment who actually mounted that challenge, different group.
They can change their name.
They're two separate groups. I just need to point that out.
They're friends of no one because they're stopping people going into their homes and into their yards and to carry out their normal farming duties. And if that's fair, if they think that's fair or right, so be it. But I don't agree with them, and I certainly never will agree with them, because people come first to me, and a person's home is their castle, and whatever other ideas they have about Europe or whatever, we know a lot of what's coming from Europe is not fair. That the Germans are now mining for coal, and we're told here that we shouldn't be cutting turf. But you know, Eamon Ryan's hullabaloo, it has meant that more people have gone cutting turf this summer anyway to ensure that they have their property rights and that they'll keep them, because it was our culture. And going back to our own story above at home, we're the seventh generation cutting turf trasher. We've gone through, the people that came before me, they cut it during the First World War. During the Second World War, they caught it during the famine, and going back that far, and to think that these Johnny Cumlately is now Eamon Ryan and his so-called with his so-called friends of the earth, friends of the environment, or whatever they are, if they think they'll stop us of keeping ourselves warm, or people like me, they have another guest coming to them.
And again, he's not here to defend himself. And Eamon Ryan says he knows all about turf. He comes, his family on his mother's side, I think, come from Cork and Kerry, and he from North Cork and West Cork, and he knows very well the rituals and the ways of rural life. Finally, Danny, on another separate question,
came to turf was the two sides of turf that Tom Shea from Waterville gave him, put up on his table in the Great Southern a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm, in Killarney, and said that's the nearest he ever came to.
Well, he says no. His mother came from Macroom, and I think his grandparents are from Newmarket, from that direction. We won't get into an argument about Eamon Ryan's lineage. If I could ask you one question that's come in from a listener, Daddy, totally separate. We know there's a COVID wave here. It's already been advised that older people over 65s and people with serious health conditions would get a new booster. A listener asks, are you in favour of people getting the booster vaccine? There's talk now that the general population, that there will be a rollout of the booster for the general population in the months ahead as we head into autumn. Listener wants to know, are you in favour of people getting the booster vaccine?
I'm in favour of whatever will help people to ensure that they maintain their health as far as possible, and it's up to it's surely if they believe that will help them and to the available, that's their business, and anything that would help someone's health. And I suppose in relation to the COVID restrictions in our hospitals, I think it's very sad that relations, sons and daughters, can't go in to see their elderly people who are in a bad state inside the hospital and need someone of the family to come in to them. At the present, they're being disallowed, and I think it is very unfair because...
And the hospital, the health experts would say there are reasons for that, there are valid reasons for that, that we are in another wave, and people's health must take priority. As difficult as it is not to be able to see your loved ones, have restrictions on seeing your loved ones, it is necessary to keep people
well. All right, but I'll go the other way with Tasha. I'd say that in the very same way that the nurses and the doctors can dress up and go around to the different patients, I'm saying that the visitors, the sons or daughters or the relatives, they should be let them dress up and put on whatever clothing that's required to ensure that they don't spread the thing, but surely let them into their own a few times a week, because it's an awful thing to be lying there.
Danny, you made that point.
Back over their lives. And that no one of their family...
Your point has been made, and we take on board that point.